All right, here we are, and another thing. So I have some, a few questions. I don't know. People seem, were either like not interested or afraid to ask us questions. So
yeah, definitely. I think it's probably the latter. We're pretty terrifying.
Especially in person.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Dangerous.
I'm going to go over to your Facebook page on your post. And there was a couple of questions from a few people. And I'm gonna see if I can read them. So just give me a second and we can figure out. Okay, here's one. It's from Bob, and I don't know how to say his name, so pardon me. It starts with an S. Bob S. wants to know, how did each of you decide to become such a powerful voice in the atmosphere of politics, and how it affects women in their daily lives? Also, how do you deal with incessant idiocy and vile commentary hurled at you from MRAs, which is men's rights activists, and other mansplainers? So I will
those are wonderful questions.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you take this medicine.
Okay. So as far as like deciding to become a powerful voice, I don't think I really did. I think I just kind of started doing what I thought I should be doing and was kind of like my responsibility to do. You know, I started by writing a petition to meet with my governor, and then it blew up and it got noticed, and then my governor called me a prop. Like, I don't think I really kind of made the decision to become what I am. I think I just kind of, I think I am still doing what I feel like is my responsibility to do and what I want to be doing and what I care about. And I just so happen to have a lot of people that want to hear about it. So, do you want to like answer the first one too, and then move on to the second one, or what?
Okay. Yeah. Well, basically, I didn't decide to do this as much as it kind of just happened to me. And it all started when I, wrote an open letter to Rush Limbaugh from A Liberal Slut on my blog. And that was, just like with you, with your petition, it was something that it got posted on Being Liberal, and it was the start of my political blogging. It was the start of my online activism. And I certainly didn't, you know, wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm going to be a big mouth online slutty activist. And, you know, but it just so happened that when I would talk about these issues, evidently it resonated with a lot of other people, men and women, because that's when people started paying attention to anything I had to say. And it was really fun. You know, I mean, I've always been kind of the person that likes to stand up and fight and scream if I see injustice. It's not that I've been political my whole life, but I have always kind of had this rebellious nature, and I kind of like to, scream for the underdog, and that's kind of how I started. So, you know, that's me. And then so how do you deal with the incessant idiocy and vile commentary hurled at you from MRAs and other mansplainers?
God, I love that so much. I don't know. Like, a lot of people, especially like young women and just young people in general, that ask me like, oh, well, I want to do this, but I'm worried about the negativity that I'll get. Like, I hate that I don't have a better answer, because it has never really bothered me. Like, I don't, it doesn't really register to me, you know, like, oh, well, it's someone on the internet that I'm probably never going to see. And do I really care what they're saying about me? Because like, I'm happy and proud of what I'm saying. So if like, they don't have to listen or watch or read or whatever the case may be, like, that was their decision to read what I had to say, or to, you know, make that comment about my lipstick or my skirt or whatever. So I don't know. I think it's, I just don't really pay attention to it. I block it, I delete it, you know, whatever, and move along.
Wow. Yeah. I the mansplainers and the, it's incessant idiots. I actually kind of enjoy them, because they're just so funny. Endlessly entertaining. And it's so fun, because it gives me the opportunity to do exactly what I love doing, which is being a big mouth and telling people off. So, I'm definitely a natural smartass, and I'm very sarcastic. I always have been. So, I just, and you know, I mean, there's that, but I'll also say this. I know that, you know, throughout my whole life, I've seen it. And I know that all the other women in this country and in all around the world have dealt with this one way or another, whether it's been at school, at job, at home, whatever. Yep. So I know that when I am able to kind of talk back to these guys or have a smart ass remark, I know that other women are looking, and I know that they're gathering strength from it, and they're feeling like, hey, I'm not alone. And, you know, I've had a couple of emails from some women telling me that just by reading my posts and my outlook, that it's helped them to find their voice as a feminist. And so as much fun as it is to tell off the MRAs and all of that, it's more about empowering women. I think that I've always been open and excited about other women who have inspired me. Like, for instance, there's Judy Blume is an author that I love. And, you know, she wasn't like an outspoken feminist. She wasn't like me, but everything that, you know, her books were always so positive when it came to women and women's issues. So I just would love to be able to play a role like that and to be inspirational and make other women feel like, hey, I can stand up too. So that, that's
definitely,
kind of
definitely. I actually, the first time I met Hillary, when I was 13, I remember like the first thing I said to my mom after like we like left the building or whatever, I was like, I want like a 13-year-old little girl to have the same reaction about meeting me that I just had meeting her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I think that's still kind of driving me now, is like, I want to be that for like some 12-year-old that doesn't like what's happening in her state and maybe wants to stand up to the governor or, you know, whatever. So I think that's that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So next question is from John, and he is asking, I am wondering what kind of feedback Madison is getting from young people her age on how they feel about Hillary and how they're getting involved in the campaign. You kind of already answered this, but maybe you have something extra to say.
Yeah. No, I'm getting, you know, we definitely have a lot of young people that were supporting Bernie, that a lot of them have, you know, after he lost the primary, have switched over to Hillary and are maybe not as excited, but are still very enthusiastic about supporting her and about supporting the Democratic nominee. But like, as a general statement, like, a lot of people like to say, oh, well, Hillary doesn't have the millennials, but there's really not as much negativity from millennials towards Hillary as I think the media likes to portray.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot, especially young women, are really, really excited about her and have been for a really long time. So, like, as a general statement, I've gotten a pretty, like, positive response from, from the young people that I've talked to. And a lot of, like, young people that I've, like, come across and stuff, they got started with the campaign the same way that I did, just like doing voter registration or phone banking or whatever the case may be. It's because it's so easy to just like come in for 2 hours and make some calls. And something we actually covered in the fellows training for North Carolina was that Obama won by like 5 votes per precinct in North Carolina. So to like, especially when I tell young people that, and then like enforce the idea of like, you make calls for an hour and talk to 50 people or whatever, 5 of those 50 people that you talk to could make the difference between North Carolina going red or blue, you know?
That's a great
and I think
point.
that kind of shows like the difference that they can actually make.
Yeah. All right. This is the last question, and it's from Penny. Madison, can you talk about some specific achievements Clinton has made in the past that is going to benefit your generation?
Well, yeah, I think kind of like talked about this earlier too. It's just like in general, like she's fought her whole life for women and young women and just America in general, you know, and she still is. And again, like the things that she's fighting for are the things that are relevant to us, you know, like she's fighting for, you know, against these crazy, this crazy debt that a lot of students have coming out of college. You know, she's fought for children and families for like 40 years.
Yeah.
And working with the Children's Defense Fund and stuff like that, healthcare, stuff like that. Like it's all things, everything that she's doing is going to affect our generation and the generations to come. But, I think the things that she's done, like, in relation to me, the thing that I think she's doing and has done that, like, I love the most is just the fact that she has been kind of that outspoken feminist, like, voice since before feminism was really, you know, like, it was really thought to be, you know, the kind of cool thing. I guess it's still really not, because that's why we deal with what we deal with. But, you know, like, she's been fighting since before a lot of us, before it was okay. You know, she was shamed a lot more than a lot of us have to go through for what she was saying, because it was before a lot of us had the bravery to say it, and before I was even alive. So, yeah. But yeah, so I think that's a big thing for young women in this generation, just to have that kind of, she's kind of paved the way for all of us to be able to say, yes, I'm a feminist, and yes, I think my rights are just as important, and stuff like that, which I don't think would have been possible without her and women like her.
Absolutely agree. She is amazing, and you are amazing. And once again, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been really fun. I had a good time talking to you.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you to come back later.
Okay. Awesome. I will be happy to.
All righty. Well, thank you, Madison. And don't forget to visit patreon.com/startmeup to become a show sponsor. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll be back for my next show on October 12th. See you next time.